edition about today.
Angelina Jolie may have her eyes set on Romeo Miller. Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Dre's bitter divorce has hit a new level of ratchetry. We'll explain.
Now, Chewy's out today. We're filling in. We got entertainment journalist and TV host Tanner Thomason in the building. What up, homie? Tanner.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Head Crack. I'm happy to be here. Good to see you guys. All right, we got to get going. Sherry, what's up first?
Well, Tanner, J-Lo may have moved on, but the fans are still on A-Rod's tail, okay? A-Rod was doing a post-game coverage of the Boston Red Sox versus the Houston Astros game on Monday when he was bombarded by ruthless trolls shouting J-Lo's name. Now, I got to tell y'all, Ben Affleck, y'all know this, is a major Red Sox fan. So, of course, the hometown fans wanted to troll A-Rod, who played for the Yankees. They wanted to let him know. Take a look. Okay, y'all, really? J-Lo, J-Lo, J-Lo. Tanner, you think that he will forever be reminded of losing J-Lo?
Yes, yes. A-Rod is going to be forever reminded of losing J-Lo for multiple reasons. One of which is like those allegations that he slid in those DMs of that the girl from Southern Charm, Madison LaCroix. Like, you cannot lose J-Lo in a D down in the DMs. You know what I'm saying?
And no matter who he dates after this, it's not going to be J-Lo.
No,
so
right.
You're going to forever remember the thing that you used to have that was so great.
HK, J-Lo is America's sweetheart. You always want the best for J-Lo, and to know that a man slid in some other girl's DMs and broke J-Lo's heart, nobody will let you forget that.
Sherry, when I saw that video, I was chanting J-Lo in the background.
Yeah, but A-Rod, he is just so crazy. I wouldn't even let that bother me. I would give me a nice black girlfriend, honey, and have a great day, honey, and that shut them down.
Yeah.
Period.
You know, the only way I think that A-Rod could top this, he would have to date somebody like Riri. Like, he'd have to get somebody like big level. You can't, otherwise you can't do it.
Can't. What would we call that couple? Would they be Re-Rod? What would we call that couple?
Rothery.
All right, y'all, honey. Well, baby, honey, did Angelina Jolie, honey, like what she saw when she ran into Romeo Miller. Now, while on the red carpet, y'all, for the Eternals premiere, baby, Miss Angelina, honey, gave Romeo the last look, honey.
Okay, first of all, I'm not gonna lie. Romeo Miller is in her mid-40s. Romeo is in his 30s. He's got a really nice body. So when a man walk away from you and he got a nice butt, I'm going to look too. Go ahead, queen.
Listen, I would do this any day over the weekend with her. I love this. This is cute, honey. This would be the talk, honey. I love this. Romeo Miller and Angelina Jolie, what a come up for him, and that's just a come up for her, in my opinion.
Now, she was looking at him, baby, honey, like he was the last little tasty snack. But can you see them hooking up?
I could see them hooking up. She was with Brad Pitt for the longest, who is her age. So you get a young tenderoni. You know, Romeo, he liked to lick his lips. Yeah, I do.
Wasn't she with The Weeknd recently, Sherry?
Exactly. So maybe she's wanting a little bit of different seasoning, Brad. You know, there's a little, similarity
your mama,
here.
Honey, that slap your mama seasoning.
Angelina Jolie's ready for some flavoring, some seasoning in her life. She's had enough plain chicken. Is that what we're like?
Thank you.
Okay, well, moving on, y'all. It is time for a dish debate.
Now,
it seems like Dr. Dre's divorce keeps getting nastier and nastier. Now, reportedly, a process server for his ex-wife, Nicole Young, attempted to serve him with legal docs in the divorce while he was at the cemetery burying his grandmother.
What? Baby. Oh, my God.
Now, Dr. Dre proved that he was still DRE and refused to take the documents. Now, Sherry, was this, you know, par for the course? Because what would you expect Dr. Dre to do? That was kind of foul. Nicole went too far.
HK, both parties were reacted the way they were supposed to. The thing about serving documents on a person, when they want to hide, it's hard to get them. They served me right before I went on stage. One of my husbands served me right when I was getting on stage to do stand-up comedy. And you know where I served him? When he was in line at McDonald's getting a Big Mac. They went and threw it in his window. Like, you gotta catch people when you can catch them.
They probably hired a private investigator to track him down. He just happened to be at the funeral. Like, I think that's a sad circumstance. But also, Sherry, right before you went on stage, it's cold blooded. did.
Right? And I thought it was a fan.
At least I should give you some material.
I thought it was a fan. Mm-hmm.
They got me at a party, honey.
Yeah, they got to get you when they know they can give it to you when you're by yourself. And unfortunately, yep. I feel so bad. Yeah.
Well, technically, if the casket wasn't in the ground yet, he wasn't really by himself. So he might have a loophole to get out of this thing.
Oh,
here we go. Talk about messy family drama. You know, Thomas Markle is pleading to see his grandchildren. In a recent interview, Thomas shared that he thought, guys, Thomas thought about suing his estranged daughter, Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry in order to see his grandkids, Archie and Lilibet, but he didn't want to use them as pawns in a game. Check out this clip.
People have suggested in California that I sue. I don't want hostile parents and then see my grandchildren.
Shut up for like 5 years. Don't talk to nobody. Prove yourself.
Zip it.
That's what you need to do.
Every time you see Thomas Markle, he's talking about Meghan, and I'm sure that's not helping anything. Ever. No
right.
one's ever going to want to come around you, bro.
Gary, do you think bad grandpa Thomas should be able to see your cousins? I want to know family opinion. I know it's family
Tanner,
drama.
Tanner, to be honest, which I think Meghan need to let her dad see the kids, because that's his only grandkids.
Lord.
And, you know, he could see those kids with under supervision, you know, because they love their grandfather, and they're going to want to know him.
No,
I wish my grandparents were here today. So I think it would be a good thing.
They bet he will get in them kids' head and start talking and poison their little young minds about something negative. No way.
What about supervised? Would everybody be okay supervised?
Tanner, he's going to, you know what Grandpa going to do when he goes in supervised? He going to bring him a teddy bear. The teddy bear going to have a damn camera in the eyeball. That's
okay.
What he going to do.
All right, y'all. Well, JoJo Siwa always says all she wants to do is dance. But I bet she didn't know being on Dancing with the Stars could ruin her relationship.
Oh
man. So the word on the street is that after developing a close relationship with her married dance partner, Jenna Johnson. Now, a source said Kylie became jealous of the relationship JoJo has fostered with Jenna. JoJo is a mess. Now, both Kylie and JoJo hinted at a breakup through subliminal IG posts, and JoJo through interviews did, but it also seems like the two ladies are finito. Now, everybody, Jenna is married to Val Smirnoff-Kowski. Did I say
it
right, Sherry?
You did.
Val Smirnoff-Kowski.
Right?
So why would Kylie get upset? Like, what is this about?
Listen, you go on Dancing with the Stars, you know that you're going to be dancing with the scandals. Like, we were talking about this just the other day with Jenna and her partner. Like, that's all it is. Like, but also, like, JoJo and her girlfriend, they're teens. They're teenagers.
Right.
That's also what happens.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if y'all remember, honey, but when JoJo made her announcement, honey, that she was all giddy over meeting her partner. So, I mean, that Kylie have a right. I would be jealous, too. I'm the jealous type, honey. I'm sorry.
Gary, you know this. When you were a teenager, this got nothing to do with Jenna Johnson. When you are a teenager, JoJo is going to break up and get together with somebody 12 more times. This is the evolution of life and dating. She just came out.
Yeah.
So this is her first girlfriend. We did not expect them to get married.
No, she's also a YouTube superstar. She's a YouTube superstar. Listen, JoJo, date around. Date around, honey. Date every girl you want. Go for it. You're a teenager.
He's trying to run those miles up.
No.
So last night was the premiere of The Bachelorette, and you won't believe the trick this one suitor had up his sleeve. We'll tell you about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. So last night was the season 18 premiere of The Bachelorette featuring elementary school teacher Michelle Young. Now, early on, Michelle found out that one of the guys, Ryan, had some suspicious documents in his room. Turns out he was strategizing about how to win Michelle over, get more airtime, and how to not be seen as a villain.
Oh.
But unfortunately, he broke the first rule of villainy. Like, you're not supposed to have your plans and schematics. So Michelle demanded to see all the notes and check out what went down.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about.
No idea what they're talking about.
No. How about you look at it?
Yeah. I really truly.
I know. I'm not trying to be anything. I can get out of the room.
Yeah.
So, you know how it goes on this show. It was like Ryan wasn't there for the right reasons, so Michelle sent his ass home. Now, Tana, she's a teacher. You would think on some level that she would have been impressed that he was so prepared.
Yeah, this is like the one case in which, like, taking too good of notes got you an F-minus, you know what I'm saying? Like, I already didn't trust him because his hair's too good, but, like, that's real creepy. It's, like, one thing to just, like, have a couple notes and be like, oh, she likes this and this and this, and I just need to keep this in mind. But it's, like, those notes were expensive. extensive.
Yeah, it was like serial killer accurate. He had pictures of the dudes. He had things broken down into like graphs and bars, their weaknesses, stamina. It was pretty ill.
But y'all, but HK, you could see every time she went through a piece of paper, her face got more and more like, okay, this is creepy. He's like single black female. Right. Like he was, he wanted to be her almost.
Single white female, Sherry.
Single white single female. White. That's right. That's right, bro.
Listen. Gave us the movie.
All right, y'all. Naturi Naughton might be best known as Tasha from Power. But back in the day, she sang in the group 3LW. Y'all remember 3LW?
Yes.
Exactly. So Naturi revealed that even though the group was popular, they had to rent a house so fans would think that they were living large. Naturi said, MTV did Cribs, and you know back when 3LW was hot, we had to pretend. I didn't have a car, I didn't have a house, but we did MTV Cribs. We had to clean the house by 7 o'clock to give it back to the owner and get out of it. This is crazy. Yikes. Crazy.
So, Brett, have you heard of anyone else doing this? I mean, can you talk about it? Name names?
Oh, Gary. I can't name names, but quite a few people have done this just to get on the show. And you can almost tell because they don't know where stuff is in the house. You're like, that's not your closet.
Can I tell you, Brett, every time I would see MTV Cribs, because I live for this show, sometimes they would have artists in these homes, and I'd be like, why do they have that painting on the wall? They don't know where the master the bedroom is, and it was always kind of weird, but I thought that's how they like that kind of artwork.
There was like this singer, Robbie Williams. He's a British pop star. He gave a tour of a castle one time, and they just revealed later on that that was his friend's house. They just used it for the shoot. For real.
Right.
That's why everybody got to keep it real, like how Redman kept it real. Redman's house was a wreck. He had Sega Saturn, all the game consoles, clothes everywhere.
He gets the box of cash up off the top of the fridge.
Yes. Redman had the realest one ever. All right, y'all. We all like to be comfortable at home, so check this out. It's the Laundry by Shelly Segal Pajama Short Set. This lightweight two-piece set includes shorts and a button up top.
Now, the top features a collar and a half sleeve length. Both the top and the shorts, honey, feature a cute ruffle detail.
And whether you get size small, medium, or large, this soft and comfortable set is great for sleeping or just lounging around the house.
Plus, the set comes in your choice of three designs, yellow stripe, pink, and floral. So, Brad, tell everybody how much.
Well, this pajama short set has been seen as high as $58. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$19. Woo!
Yes, you know what to do. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, Mila Kunis shares her major parenting fail, and it's got nothing to do with bathing, not that one. So find out what it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back, y'all. So, all right. Now, you know we got to give you the juicy recap of last night's episode of Vox's Our Kind of People. Woo-hoo. This was good. So, let me tell y'all, the best part of the episode is when Golden Child Lauren DuPont, played by Ryan Nicole Brown, comes out of the closet to her grandmother the week of her cotillion. Y'all got to check this out.
Mama Liv, I'm gay.
Gay as in happy.
No, Olivia, gay meaning lesbian. Oh my gosh.
The grandmother almost passed out on the floor.
Okay.
Gary and Brad, now I know that this is your show. Y'all watch it all the time.
Yes.
What did you think when you saw last night's episode?
It kind of, Sherry, didn't seem a little. I didn't like the way the grandmother reacted. She just seemed, it didn't seem real.
Really, Gary?
People are gay all over the world, and they've been coming out every day. Girl, somebody tell you you gay, honey. You ain't for to act like you for the fame, girl. You just accept it. I say, oh, really? Well, bless your heart. It just didn't seem real.
But, Brad, you know, was it hard to come out to your family, especially, you know, your grandmother?
One of my grandmothers was cool as hell. Uh-huh. Like, she just... But one of them was sanctified, and they both are resting in heaven right now. But the other one that was sanctified wasn't trying to hit. I would never even tell her. So I came out after she passed away.
Brett, have you ever looked up and said, have y'all looked at the choir directors and everybody in the choir? Ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
Have you looked at the organist?
The organist.
As long as the choir on fire. They ain't gonna say nothing about the choir director.
Well, on the next episode, there's gonna be a lot more drama and scandalosity, but y'all gotta wait until November 9th.
Ooh.
All right, moving on. Mila Kunis is a very tough mama bear. She was on the digital series Mom Confessions, and Mila gave some advice to her six-year-old daughter, Wyatt, that left Ashton Kutcher a bit terrified. Listen to this.
My daughter came back, and she was like, so such and such little kiddo pushed me. And I instinctually said, did you push her back? And my daughter's like, no. And I was like, push her back next time. You push her back, and you say, no, thank you, and you walk away. And I turned around, and I see Ashton's face, and he was like, no!
No, thank you. No, thank you.
That's no, thank you. No, thank you.
So is that common?
Yeah. I feel like there's someone in every house who takes that approach to it, and then you have the other person. I'm like the instructor from the Karate Kid, the one that said no mercy. When it comes to my kids, like, I completely understand. Like, yo, do what you got to do to win the fight. If they kick you out of school, we'll deal with it later, but don't be nobody's punk.
You have to teach a child to stand up for themselves. My parents coming from Chicago, I don't know how yours was, Brett. If I ran away from a fight, my parents would take me over to that house and make me fight them. Because they was like, you don't run from no fight. You don't let
I had to do that once. It was awesome.
I couldn't come home until I won the fight. They was not gonna let me get bullied.
They wouldn't let me leave.
I had to go back and fight.
Y'all come from violence.
Right.
Well, coming up, honey, rapper and Meg Thee Stallion's beau, part of y'all love his PJs. We'll get into that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, all right, y'all. Rapper boyfriend, the Meg Thee Stallion party, has recently discovered something new. Pajamas.
Okay.
Now, he wanted to let the world know about his new favorite thing. Take a look.
I got my first pair of pajamas, boy. And this is just me now. Like, this is who I am. This is how I'm going to bed every night. You know what I'm saying? Imagine pulling up to the pillow like this.
Never put on pajamas. Like, I have no idea what pajamas feel like, but watching this video, when he was talking about pull up to the pillow, I was like, yeah, you know what? That does look really nice.
Yeah, but I never slept in pajamas. I've always slept in a nude. I think it's make you more free. And I used to always think when I was younger, if somebody would just come through the window, I would just thought that would be so nice.
Oh, jeez Louise, Gary. Damn. Yeah. Really, Gary?
Through the window?
That's probably like a burglar's deterrent.
Can we all put together $5 and get Gary a pair of pajamas? Damn.
You got to, like, slowly work him into pajamas. Like, get him some long johns at first. Maybe the ones where the back folds out or something like that. And then we'll eventually get him to the pajamas.
Right now, those pajamas, he's wearing a cotton. What's going to happen when he gets some silk ones? Lord have mercy. He's going to be sliding all over the place.
He's going to leave
him. Well, let me tell you, I know where Brad's sleeping. We done seen the picture. Nothing.
Shut up, Sherry. Damn. God.
Wow.
Oh, yesterday night, I was like, what do Brad and Judy be sleeping in?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.